From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, December 6th, 2019. I'm Marty Derlin.
So I studied marine science at College of the Redwoods here in when the Fort Bragg campus was still active, and my teacher, Greg Grantham, was the one who connected me to all of this. And everything I got out of that marine science program, I am applying today, so very local.
Sarah Grimes is the Marine Mammal Stranding Coordinator for the Noyo Center for Marine Science in Fort Bragg. And this week she presented her 2019 findings to a hometown group, many of whom had reported stranded animals or assisted in the response.
So this year, 2019, was a real spike. It was similar to 2009. In that there were more marine mammals washing up and down the coast. But here off of Mendocino, of the ones that were reported to me, there were about 80 animals. And that's the highest year for me, without a doubt. So a gray whale, a minke whale, a dolphin or two, porpoise, and then mostly harbor seals, California sea lions, elephant seals, Guadalupe's fur seals, and northern fur seals. So it's all six of the animals that you would actually see off of our coast, all six pinnipeds, and then a few whales as well.
As part of the Marine Mammal Stranding Network, and in partnership with the California Academy of Sciences, the Noyo Center's program covers the coast from Rockport to Wallala, coordinating emergency responses to sick, injured, entangled, or dead seals, sea lions, dolphins, porpoises, and whales. 16 organizations do similar work on the California coast. I asked about the effects of climate change on the high number of stranded mammals in 2019.
It's going to take a while for that science to shake out. The oceans are warmer. Things are a little bit more stressed. It could have been higher just because of the coyote predation on the harbor seals. Like, that was a big number.
Sarah says that of 34 harbor seal pups stranded on the Mendocino coast this year, 25 were killed by coyotes. Another factor in this year's count is domoic acid, a neurotoxin produced by algae which accumulates in shellfish, sardines, and anchovies. Sea lions and other predators eat the contaminated animals and get sick.
The unusual mortality event with the Guadalupe fur seals and the northerns, that is indication of changing ocean, that we got adult females of the fur seal species up here. They were actually not 100% sure, but they were doing a lot of rescues of the northern fur seals and the Guadalupes this year that had domoic acid toxicity, so that shellfish poisoning that we get. So there was high levels of domoic acid out where they were feeding. So the ones that I responded to, I didn't get definitive domoic acid reports, but simultaneously they were rescuing them down in Marine Mammal Center. That's what was going on for them. The domoic acid, the toxic algae blooms and all of that, they do tend to spike with a warmer ocean. The warmer waters has always meant it's harder for marine mammals. Their fish that they're eating go deeper, go farther out to sea, so the little guys get left alone and starve. So yeah, I think it's definitely linked in its way to climate change and warming ocean.
Sarah loves her work, but part of it is heartbreaking.
I think the human interactions make me the most sad, because that's something that we're doing to them when they're already having a hard time, you know. So the sea lion that's been shot, I've had a number of animals that have been shot, and it keeps on happening, you know. I had a stellar sea lion female that was shot, you know, for I don't know why, you know. And it breaks my heart because I see them out there as these beautiful creatures, and then have one that I have been looking at wash up on a beach. So that one broke my heart big time. That happened a few years ago. Of course, the orca, that's a human interaction again. He's out there feeding on harbor seals and he gets tangled up in crab pots. It's like the crab fisherman didn't mean to catch an orca. But nonetheless, that's just sad because he was big and beautiful and living his life. And so when a healthy animal is killed by something that is human related, that is hard to take.
And then, that's why we've delayed the crabbing.
Yeah, yeah. The gray whales are moving through and humpbacks, and you know, it's been an issue. So delaying it a little bit is hard on the crab fishermen, without a doubt. But it's good to see the policy change. And of positive stuff that I've seen, I always take time to get out there and just observe these creatures. Like, I'll see dead ones, but then I'll go and watch the live ones and, you know, paddle up Big River and watch the harbor seals swim right under my boat. And I go out often to watch the sea lions doing their thing on the haul-out rocks and just going out into nature and observing. You know, there are a whole lot of live ones. We've got to appreciate and love the earth for what it is now, today.
For KZYX News, this is Marty Durlin. For all of our stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org.